Kimi shenogach. This guy is like talocha. That kimi shenogach shor chamor v'gomel. V'nasa muad lakirul. If an animal stoishes a shor, a chamor, and a gomel, that's called the muad lakirul. In other words, he's mamish a muad. We see the guy's a total shoita. And he's spot to mikol ha-mitzvahs. Shrashi gomor shenogach, like an ox, that stoishes, that gores, another shor, another chamor, another gomel. But by the kama, the nasa muad lakirul. We don't say that you married l'shleisha. The whole mini. Doesn't have to stoish each person separately. The hoyel v'hua shleisha. The... You don't have to do each one of them three times. If he does all these three different things, that's a total probaraya. This person is a shoita. That's Pran and Rafuna. Now, Kovran, the loch is not like Rafuna. The loch is like Reb Yechon, and it says afilu biyachas. You see a person do one of these things without a good reason, that's called the shayfti spotam in a mitzvah. Amar Rav Papa. Papa said, Ishmiel ed Rafuna hod etanya. The Rafuna here, this is what we learned. Eizel shayfti, what's called the shayfti? Zeh ha-ma'avid kol ma'ashenestim lei. A shayfti means whatever you give him, he throws away. Have he heard the bay? He would have been chayzer. That's what Papa said. Rafuna says he has to do all these three things. So Papa says, Rav Huna would have heard this halacha, that a shaita means if he loses whatever you give him, he's called a shaita, he would have been chayza. What does it mean? Ibar lehu, ki yevihoda bay, minakara ksusi hu di yevihoda bay, he only would have been chayza for ripping your clothing, that's not a good raya. De dam ye lehu, oi dilma mikula yevihoda bay, he would have been chayza from all of them, this Gemara says teiku. Rashi says, Yishmili other time, the mashma, the dove rechad machzikim moist of a shaita, heavy other bay. Here is the mashma, even if it does one thing alone is called a shaita. So what's the Gemara suffix? He bought, look, heavy other bay, me makarok susoi. Who the heavy other bay? The dove leho. Then that's true. Here you see, if you do one thing, you're called a shaita. But maybe the only thing that's really very foolish, that to rip your clothing, come out, there's no reason for that. So if you rip your clothing, it'll be chayza, that's called a fool. But maybe the other two things is not called. I don't want to kula heavy hearted bait. Maybe it's crazy that either one, any one of the three things he does now, he also agrees to become a fool, the shaitan, but not by taking. But according to the Lachar is, any one of these things you do, you have the same shaitan. Right, the vitumtim viadrubnis. A person that's a suffix, if he's a man or a lady, he's also part of the mitzvah's riyah. Turn around, the pasuk says, Zohar. Loitzi yes anoshim. Noshim, women are part of a mitzvah soil regal. The mitzvah on Yom Tov to go to the base of Migdash to bring the kabbonis is only upon the men and not upon the ladies. Rashi Zohar. And Nemba Zohar. The Pasuk would have just said the word Zohar. It would only part the women. But Achsha Shinem, now that the Pasuk says Zachurcha, said like a bigger Loshim Zachurcha, but Loitzi av tumtum viadrugnis im anoshim. That even a tumtum viadrugnis, they're also part of the mitzvah. The Mara says, Zachurcha, now that the Pasuk says Zachurcha, Lehoitzi Tumtum Viadrugnis. That a Tumtum means a person that his Aver is covered up. We don't know what he is, if he's a lady or a man. So since it's a Sufik, I mean a Sufik, we should have said Sufik Yerais to go to Chumram, give him a mitzvah to go to Al Regal. Even though Noshim Apotaba, maybe he's a man, that's his Pasuk Zachurcha. You have to be a Vadai male to have a Chiv. But if you're Tumtum, your Aver is covered up there, you're a Sufik, you have no mitzvah. The Viadrugnis means you have both Simonim. You have a neighbor like a man, and you have a mokum like an isher also, so you also suffolk what din you have. So even though maybe you're a man, but here the Torah part is you. The Pasuk says, Zechurcha, only Yavadai Zohar is Tchiev, and Mitzvah are the regal, and not an Adrugnis or Tumtim. Then the Pasuk says, Kol Zechurcha, L'Rabbis has a Ktanim, even a Kotan has a Chiev to be on the regal. And the Gemara will soon say, that's only Avad Nesmach, that's only Midirabonin. Avad of a Kotan is Potan Midirais, that's only Midirabonin, the Mitzvah Chinuch. This is the maskon was only in the smachta. So Moshe says, "Oh, Mamar, it says before if the pasuk would have just said Zohar, loisi asanoshim, and tell me an ishus potter. For the Gemara, lomeli krov. What do we need a pasuk altogether for? Michti, let's see. Mitzvah saseshes man gramu. This mitzvah to go on the regal is only on the Gimel Regolim, on Pesach, on Shavuos, and Sukkis. So that's the klal. The chol mitzvah saseh shas man gramu noshim pturis. So what do I have to have a pasuk for Zohar? To say an ishus potter, pshita the potter. Mercer says, yes, it's for here, I need the pasuk. Sarko daritach aminich, I would have thought. Ne'elav riyah riyah mehakel. Let's turn out the mitzvah, the regal, from the mitzvah on Moitzoy, Shriya, San Sukkis, to hear the Kriya Satorah from the Melech, mitzvah hakel. Ma'al ha'alan, just over there, the pasuk says, Noshim also. Ma'al ha'alan, Noshim chayoves, is afkan, Noshim chayonebiel, here also, Noshim shvi mechuy, the mitzvah riyah. Kamashmulon, yes, but the pasuk has to say specifically, Sechurcha, only a male is mechuy, but not an isha. Now, Vaitom Amar, Sechurcha loitzi tumtim, viyadrubnis. That schorcha means you have to be a vadai zocher and not a suffix. This shleiman drugnis itzrich. This shleiman drugnis means the person has both simonim. He has an aver and a mokum like an isha. So there I need a pasuk. Asalta daitach aminach, I would have thought, hoyov yistleit sad zachrus, since he vadai has an aver like a man. Lechayiv, maybe he's called a man and a lady. But since he has a din man, he should have a chit to bear the regal. Kamashma, the chish, the pasuk is no. The barrier of Neyatzmiel. This is called the barrier of Neyatzmiel, the person. Since he has two simonim, it's not called the Zoch, it's called the barrier of Neyatzmiel. But I need a person to teach me this. El, the tumtim, but a tumtim means the person's mokim is covered up there. We don't know what he is. So the chur only is a sveiku, the guy's only a suffix. Is the kashrim yisro krol lemute sveiku? Do you need a person to remind the suffix? Like the Torah doesn't talk about sveikis. The Torah tells you what the halachas are. You want to have a suffix what this guy is? The Torah never says a loch is negate to a sveikah. Like, how come you need a pasuk to remind the suffix? The Marit says, Omer Abaye, yes. We're talking about here now, because shebeitzim mebachutz. Shebeitzim of the person is outside. Just as Eivor itself is covered up. So such a person, he is a zocher. But since his Eivor is not as covered up, that's the Chiddush, he still has a shame. Tumtim, and even such a person is also potter for mitzvahs riyah. Omar Ma, before it says, calls the Churchal Rabbis as a Ktanim, that even a Kodin has a mitzvah to be on a regal. For the Gemara of Yatnana, our Mishnah says, Chutz Micher Shoyt of a Kodin, Omar Abaye Lakasha, Kan Bekodin Shagil Achinach, Kan Bekodin Shalai Gil Achinach. Our Mishnah means, a young age, he's Potter. And here the Braisa means, he's an older boy, he's 11, 12 years old. For the Gemara, Kodin Shagil Achinach Rabbonani, it's only with Rabbonani the mitzvah Achinach. How could you dash in a posik here calls the churchom that there's a mitzvah in the rice to bring the kids to be on the regal? So Mara says, Ey nochinami, take it true. Havad nasoni mid rabbonin. O cross machta biyamu. The cross only in a smachta, that's all. But the Mori Ella Krolla Mayos, if so, what does the posik say calls the churchom? What do we need the word call for? Likud acherim. Hetanya acherim moimrim. Ha mekameit va metzarech nechoshich. Via bursi pturim in a riyah. Someone that does a job that smells very bad, a guy that works with soya, with the junk, a guy that works tanning with skin, and he smells a lot, he's part of a mitzvah's riyah. Why? Mishum shenem, the pasuk says, kol zechurcha. You have to be able to come together with everybody else. So he dashin mishiyachol alasim kol zechurcha. A person that smells normal can walk with other people. Yotzuelo mashenka, these people that smell bad, shenem riyah alasim kol zechurcha. They can't walk up with other people. Nobody walked with them. Since they can't walk up with other people, they're part of a mitzvah or this regal. Rashi says that makametz means sechta makametz biyodoy tsayas klovim. A person that gathers together the junk of a dog, the dog manure. The yamrani kilasakim b'mayris. He's fixing up the tan skin. Also smells very bad. And mitzav nechoshim means mitzav b'makim shechor from ma'isoy. The place where you dig out the copper min akark, it also smells very bad. The kids of these people smell very bad, therefore they can't be together with other people. That's like a part of a mitzvah's Erlis Riyah. Erlis regals only calls Chucha, a person that can mingle with others. If you can't be with others, you're part of the mitzvah. Alright, we'll stop here.
We're holding down Dalar Amar Aleph. Dalar Amar Aleph, the Gemara, second line, the big lines. Noshim v'yavodim sheinim meshechurorim. An Isha and Eved is not freed, it's also potter for the mitzvah to be erlo regal. The potter for mitzvah is riyah. So Gemara says, Bishleim menoshim, it's understandable, noshim k'di amorin. Like we said before, and it says the pasuk schurcha, and schurcha means a zachra, not an Isha is potter for mitzvah's erlo regal. Elo avodim inolin.
How come an Eved? Eved here means an Eved Kenani. How come he's part of the mitzvahs Eilus Riyah? Omar Rafune, Omar Kro. Thus it says, El Pnei Yodin Hashem. You have to be Eilu Regal to see Hashem. El Pnei Yodin Hashem, to see the Yodin of Hashem. So Idashina means, Mishen La Yel Odin Echad. Only someone that only has one other than one master. A regular Jew only has one master. Yotzah Zeh goes out this person, this Eved Kenani, Sheyesh Le Odin Acher. He has another master. He's an Eved Kenani. Since he's Meshubah to somebody else, he's part of a mitzvah, Eilus Regal. So Gemara asks, Halama Likroa, what do we need this pasuk for? Michti, let's see. Kol mitzvah she'isha chayeves bo, eved chayev bo. That's the klal. An eved kenani has chiyuv and mitzvah like an isha. So any mitzvah an isha is mechuyev and an eved kenani has a chiyuv to do. But kol mitzvah she'eno isha chayeves bo, any mitzvah that an isha is potter to do, the klal is eino eved chayev bo. An eved kenani is also potter from that mitzvah. Why? The goma lo lo me'isha. We learn out no chi of mitzvahs by an Eved Kenani from an Isha. So any Isha an Isha is parted from, automatically an Eved is parted from. And Rashi says, Lo lo mi Isha, ksiv hocho, u ksiv v'kosav lo, u ksiv hocho, moichu posha l'niten lo. So you learn out Eved Kenani, or Shifcha Kenanis, from a parasha of an Isha. So if so, since an Isha is parted to Eilu Regel, pshit an Eved Kenani is parted. So the Gemara says, Omar Ravina, I'll tell you this drasha, but the apostle says, "Pnei Yodin Hashem." Only someone that has one master and not two masters, you do not need it for regular Eved Kenani. A regular Eved Kenani is like an Isha Potter. The chiddush is of an Eved Kenani is half freed. Since he's a Chatzi Ben Chorin, we said it had two shutfim, two Jews owned him, and one Jew was Meshacha freed his half. So now the Eved is called half free. The half that's free, l'chura, has a loch like a zocher. So I would have thought maybe that half has a chiyah to be other regal. That k'mashmala, no. Since the mice of this person has another odin, he has another master, half of him is still a slave, therefore he's part of a mitzvah other regal. So Mar says, they can now bring a proof like this. Tikatoni, our Mishnah says, noshim v'yavodim shenim shechororim. It says an isha is part of to be other regal, and an eved that is not freed. For the Gemara, my sheinu meshuchararim. What does the Mishnah mean when it says the Eved Kenani that's not freed yet? He's not meshuchar. Elaine, if you want to tell me sheinu meshuchararim klal, a pure Eved Kenani is not freed at all. If so, list the avodim stoma. Let the Mishnah say noshim and avodim apotter. Stam and Eved means an Eved Kenani that's not freed yet. El olav, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say sheinu meshuchararim legamri? They're not freed completely. But they are a little bit freed. Oman Nina, who is that? Misha Chetziv Eved V'Chetziv Ben Chorin. Shema Mina, a person that's a Chetziv Eved Chetziv Ben Chorin, such a person is still called an Eved, because the Maaseh, half of him is still Meshubid, so therefore he's potter to the other regal, because he still has another Odin, and not from this Pasuk that says, Al Pnei Odin Hashem, only if you only have one Master. So Rashi learns like this. L'Nitzchah Rashi says, this is good according to our Mishnah. But the Gemara says it doesn't go according to the Mishnah Achreina we had before. Because according to the second Mishnah Achreina, a Chatzi Yevet is Mechuyiv in Mitzvah Sein Regal. Why? Hoylo b'yodeinu lochoifas rabbi chayiv. Since Bezdin forces the master to free the Chatzi Yevet, so it's considered as if he's freed right now, so we don't look as if he has a master. The Yein Layel Odin Echad, that's called he has one Odin. That's what the Mishnah Achreina holds. But this Gemara now is saying Shah now Mishnah that goes according to the Mishnah Rishayna. According to the Mishnah Rishayna, if you have an Eved that was half freed and half Eved, the locker is he remains that way, and one day he works for his master, and one day he's free for himself. So according to that Svara, the Mishnah says that such an Eved is potter to be other regal. Even though half of him is free, so maybe he's like a zocher, he should have to go. That's this pasuk. No, al pnei yodin Hashem only mishiyesh to odin echad for loy eved that has two odins. Right. Then the Mishnah says v'yachigur v'yasuma v'chayla v'yazokin. A lame person, a blind person, a sick person, an old person, they are parted from going all the regal. Tana rabbanon. The pasuk says gimur regolim prat labalikabin. The words regolim means three times. But it also means the lashon of regal feet means only people that have feet. Vashenkin balikaba means they don't have feet. They have wooden feet. So such a person is supposed to be on the regal. Dovarach, or another pshat, is no. That this drasha of balikaba we know from the words pomin. And also the next pasuk says gimel pomin. That pomin means you have to be able to take steps, you have to have feet. Somewhere doesn't have feet, he's mamayit, there's no mitzvah from the word pomin. So dovarach, what do I do with the word regolim? That regolim means prat lechidr. Somewhere that has 2 feet, but they're lame, he can't walk with them. Rasul Lukhaila, somebody that's sick, or the summa, a blind person, or the zokin, an older person, or the shayna, yochel alas baraglav, and somebody that cannot walk up to the Beis HaMikdash with his own feet. So Gemara says, what does this last one mean? Ushayna, yochel alas baraglav, lasu yamai, what does it come to include? We already said all the cases. If you're sick, if you're lame, so Gemara says, lasuya, some Omarova,